Greetings, Brookside. It is a great joy and privilege to be with you today again and to greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're told in Scripture, of course, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. What a great comfort to have the confidence in God's providence, His sovereign rule, and His presence in all that we are engaged in at this time. Thank you for tuning in again. And today I want to do kind of a part two to where we started several days ago in a devotional that I had titled Stability in the Storm. Today we're going to look at another facet of that. As we explained the first time around there, we were looking at a passage of Scripture from Acts 27. And we find there Paul under Roman custody being transported from Israel to Rome to appear before Caesar. And as we went through that passage, we saw that as they departed, they were sailing from port to port. Things got pretty difficult with the weather, and they ended up as a result of what we would infer was a pretty poor decision on the part of the ship's captain. And they ended up in a very tumultuous, to say the least, storm out at sea in the ship. And hope was fading fast. Violent winds, the ship was being driven, and they were throwing out all the cargo, all the ship's tackle, equipment, etc. And we're told there in verse 20 of Acts 27 that hope of being saved was gradually abandoned. But Paul stands up, he gets their attention, and he reassures them that they can take courage and that there would be no loss of life. And he began to explain to them what experience he had had the night before. And he started out, as we saw last time, with a great encouragement that he had God's presence. Remember in verse 23, he said, "For this very night, an angel of God stood beside me." And so we looked that first session at God's presence, and we saw so many verses of Scripture that gave us this overwhelming assurance that God is with us. He's not going to leave us nor forsake us. We do not have to fear. He is always here. And what a great encouragement that was, that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear evil because He's with us. And of course, the wonderful promise of Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And so what a great confidence builder that is as we go through these difficult times ourselves now with what's going on in our country and in our world. We have God's presence. Hallelujah. But secondly, Paul also made reference to an incredible blessing when he said in verse 23, not only that that very night had the angel of God stood beside him, but he also said, "To whom I belong." And by that phrase, he's just calling attention to each of us that we are God's possession. We are His. And what an incredible blessing that is to know that this is one of the aspects of our security in Christ, that we are His, that we are told in 1 Corinthians 6:20, it says that there we're not our own. We're bought with a price, and therefore we're to glorify God in our body, in our spirit, which are His. And just a wonderful reminder that we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are His. He's present. He's going to care for us. He's going to protect us. He's going to provide for us all that we need. It's absolutely a tremendous encouragement in the midst of any storm of life that gives us the stability. We are on the solid rock because we've been drawn and we've been purchased and we've been redeemed. And 1 Peter tells us that too in chapter 1, verse 18. Reminds us that we've been redeemed not by corruptible things, simple worldly things like silver and gold, but we've been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. And so, folks, we can take courage. We can take heart. We're children of the King. And so not only are we God's possession individually, but then also we can have the joy and the confidence of knowing that we are God's possession corporately as the body of Christ. Let me direct your attention to Acts chapter 20, verse 28, when he, Paul, was encouraging the Ephesian elders by exhorting them and encouraging them. He said, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock of God, over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." Wow, hallelujah. That is such an amazing encouragement to know that we, as the body of Christ, are the purchased possession of the Lord Jesus Christ, of God himself. And he is going to, the implications of that, of course, is that he's going to care for us. He's going to provide for us. He is present with us, and he is going to take us through even the greatest storms of life. Oh, I just so love to go and to read in Scripture and to be encouraged with illustrations like this of God's providence, his sovereignty, his omniscience, his omnipotence, his omnipresence, all these aspects and attributes of God's nature that just give us the greatest hope and confidence and trust in him who is our maker and our redeemer. Hallelujah. I love Revelations chapter 5, verse 9, where we're told, picturing this vast group of redeemed around the throne, and it says, "And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Folks, you want stability in the storm? Then have absolute confidence in God's presence. Number one, he's with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then number two, that you are God's possession. And he is going to care for you and keep you and provide for you. And he will deliver you one day into his very presence, where you will sing with the songs of all the redeemed for ages to come. Hallelujah. What an absolute confidence we can have in our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I trust that look at Scripture today will just give you a boost, so to speak, and keep you praising the Lord as we work through what he's doing in our lives during this sickness, this illness, this virus. And I hope that you're taking every opportunity to reach out to those around you that perhaps have no hope, and be encouraging them. I've got a number of folks that I have been witnessing to for weeks now, providing them materials to read and talking to them about the gospel, and hope and ask that you would pray for them, and I'm praying for all those that you're reaching out to as well. So let's be light, let's be salt, let's be God's ambassadors while there's yet time. And so good day. God bless you. Take care.